Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A boxing legend who helped Brockton earn the nickname City of Champions has died. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, middleweight champ from 1980 to 1987, died in his New Hampshire home at the age of 66. Hagler's knockdown of Thomas Hearns for the middleweight title in 1985 is considered an all-time classic.
Hearns in deep trouble again. Hearns is down. Hearns is down in the third round and on his back. And he's not going to beat the count. Tommy Hearns tries to get up and he...
They've got to stop this fight.
Does he get up? He can't continue. It's Hagler.
Longtime sports writer for the Boston Herald and the Boston Globe, Ron Borges, covered Hagler's career. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
What was it about that Hagler-Hearns fight that was so remarkable?
Well, it's considered the greatest 8 minutes in boxing history. In the first round, it was considered the greatest round in boxing history. I was there that night, and those two guys sucked all the air right out of the arena. It was the most fierce exchange between two men I've ever seen.
So just how dominant a boxer was Hagler?
Well, he was middleweight champion for 7 years, which is the second longest reign in middleweight history, 160 pounds. Third longest in terms of title defenses with 12. And he has the highest knockout percentage of any undisputed middleweight champion in history, 78%. He was just a fearsome opponent. And, of course, he lost his last fight in a controversial way, a split decision to Sugar Ray Leonard. And a lot of boxing experts, as well as people like myself, believe he did not lose that fight that night.
Now, he started his career in Brockton and followed in the footsteps of Rocky Marciano. How did he get started?
Well, you know, it's a story. In 1967, after the Newark riots, the tenement building in which his family lived was burned down, and his mother moved the family to Brockton because they had some relatives there. Marvin had a little trouble in the street and got beaten up, believe it or not, and he didn't like that. So he found a gym, and he just walked in there unannounced and sat down for 3 nights, and no one spoke to him, and he was a shy kid. So he left and found another gym, which turned out to be the Petronelli Gym in Brockton, and they were wise enough to come over, Goody Petronelli, his lifelong trainer, and come over and say, kid, are you just looking for a place to sit, or are you a boxer? And he said, yeah, I want to be a boxer. And he stayed with Pat and Goody Petronelli's entire career and originally worked construction for them. They had a small construction company, and they paid him $3 an hour so he could make a living. And he used to borrow 50 cents from them each day to buy a sandwich for lunch. Mm. And they would take it out of his pay at the end of the week. And by the end, he was the highest paid fighter in history at that time.
Mm. What do you think Hagler means to people in Brockton and in Massachusetts?
I mean, he was as big as any athlete in New England. He was a legend like Larry Bird and Ted Williams and Bobby Orr. He was as big a celebrity as you could be, especially after the Thomas Hearns fight.
You became friends with Hagler. What are some of your other fondest memories about him?
He could be very funny, except when he was in fight mode. You know, when he was in fight mode, he was a different guy. But when he moved to Italy, which was about a year after he retired, I said to him one time, I said, you know, why are you doing this? What are you over there for? He said, I'm here for two reasons. Number one, if I'm in America and I go to a gym to do sit-ups, everybody wants to know if I'm going to make a comeback, and I'm not. And I said, okay, what's the other reason? He said, there's no racism over here, which I thought was shocking, you know, that he felt that, and he never made a big deal about it. You know, wasn't making speeches about it, but that's why he ultimately moved to Italy, and he used to come back to New Hampshire where he had a summer place every year, and, of course, that's where he passed away over the weekend.
Did he talk to you much about the racism that he experienced in the U.S.?
When we were in South Africa, we flew to Cape Town from Johannesburg to meet Mandela, who was there. And when we landed, there was a government guy to pick him up. I got to ride with him. And we were pulling out of the airport on an elevated highway. And when you look down, you could see basically a shanty town of corrugated tin houses and no pavement, all mud. And you could see it was all blacks living there. And Marvin turned to me and said, look at that. And I said, yeah, we were looking. He said, that's worse than Newark. And the driver was a government guy, was very sort of bothered and said, in a very sort of officious voice, you know, we have built them other housing, but they choose not to live there. And Marvin looked at me and snorted. And then he said, yeah, I'll bet they didn't. And that was really all he said, but you knew underneath it that what he had experienced in Newark as a kid and what he had seen pretty much all his life was part of the fire that drove him.
Ron, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Longtime sports writer Ron Borges. And Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan says Hagler will always be a champion and that he inspired civic pride for generations of Brocktonians.